Patterns of Presence, Day 7, Psalm 24, verse 1 and 2. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas, and he established it on the waters. God is the founder. Everything everywhere belongs to him, it's all his. From the depths of his intellect, he made and crafted and designed where everything should go and what everything should do. The whole earth is the Lord's, and all that it contains is his possession. He is the presiding influence. He is the conductor of the orchestra of nature. He is the composer of the symphony of life. Everything moves to the beat, the rhythm, and the melody that he determines. Every move and function, every noise and activity, the cacophony of sound rising from all across the globe, all of Earth's song, is an anthem to the King of Glory. For he founded it all, and he established all of it. In this really unusual description, the psalmist tells us that God established all of it on the waters and founded it on the seas. And you kind of think to yourself, foundations need that which is solid and secure. Seas and waters don't really give that vibe. But I think the psalmist is painting for us a picture of the lands rising out of the waters. Genesis 1 tells us in its opening scene that the earth is dark and empty and the Spirit of God is hovering over the waters. So the psalmist draws from this and paints this image of almost everything rising up out of the waters or being positioned in the waters and God bringing out that which is sure and solid. The very foundations of all of life are brought out of that deep void and set into their place. Because such is God's might and power. He can bring the platform for life and living. He can raise up the stage of humanity from that which doesn't seem solid and secure and make it as such. Such is the strength of our God that he molds things to whatever he wants them to be, and there is no one else who can do such things. There is no one like our God, the King of Glory, strong and mighty. He sets foundations on seas and he establishes stuff on waters. I think this line is also a throwback that is intended to draw our attention to what the Bible tells us is over the waters and the seas, the Spirit of God. As God raised foundations out of the waters and established the platforms of life, as his sovereignty and majesty were set into motion, something of the presence of God was found in those moments. His glory was manifest in the display of sovereignty, because he is the King of Glory. And as we look to build into our lives the patterns that prioritise his presence, there's a very helpful pattern found here. In moments when the sovereignty of God is manifest, his presence and glory are also. When we make time to declare him as sovereign, when we affirm his lordship within circumstances and situations, such affirmations bring his presence within those circumstances to a place of priority. But this act of affirming sovereignty is more than quips or sayings. It's not really about declarations and decrees. It's about trust and hope. It's about faith and confidence. It's about waiting and believing, focus, lifestyle, behaviour. Today, place at the foundation of your day the trust and belief that he is in control. Establish the plans for your tomorrow upon the confidence that he will direct your path and make your way straight. In the midst of this storm, believe that he will keep you afloat and raise from within your choppy waters that which is solid and secure. In the middle of the unknown, when darkness surrounds or the challenges obscure your vision, have confidence that he will lift you up from the depth of your circumstance and allow you to see again. And on the mountaintop, believe that he will sustain your joy and maintain your peace even if the season changes. Believe, trust, have faith, be confident that God is in control of your today and of your tomorrow, and he will raise up from the uncertain waters of life the foundation and platform that will allow you to be established as who he has shaped you to be. When we begin to affirm his lordship and sovereignty in the everyday, we begin to prioritise his presence and find his presence in each moment, the good, the bad, and the indifferent. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it, for he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Take time today to affirm his sovereignty in your today.
Yes, the world will bow down and say you are God. Every man will bow down and say you are King. So let's start right now. Why would we? Just wanna be with you, King of glory, fill this place. Just wanna be with you, just wanna be with you. Yes, the world will bow. Every man will bow down and say you are King. So let's start right now. Why would we wait? We can praise you now in victory. Until you come again, and we'll dance in your presence until you come again. I'll just sing hallelujah until you come again, and I'll dance in your presence until. Just wanna be with you. We just wanna be with you, King of glory. Fill this place. Just wanna be with you.
just wanna be with you. Just want you. I just want you, I just want you. I just want you, I just want you. Nobody else will do. Help me out. I just want you.
Just want, just want.
I just want you, I just want you.
I just want, just want.
I just want you, I just want you.
I just want.
Nobody else will do.
Nobody else will do.
Come on, I just want you, I just want you.
Just want, just want.
I just want you, I just want you.
Just want, just want.
I just want you, I just want you.
Just want, just want.
Nobody else will do.
Nobody else will do.
Hey, I just want you, I just want you. Just wanna be.